Listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
The blessing. But while you're on your way there, tell somebody, I am blessed. The blessed mentality. The blessed mentality. Say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I walk by faith and not by sight. Verse 6 says, you will be blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. Verse 7 says, the Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. See, when the blessing is on you, don't worry about your enemies. Tell somebody, don't worry about them. Don't speak back. Pray for them. Bless them. God say, I got your enemies. Amen, somebody. Why? Because you are blessed. They will come at you from one direction, but will scatter. They will flee from seven because God got you. Amen. Why? Because I am, said, blessed. Amen. I don't want to hear what you don't have and what ain't happening. No, you are blessed. Everything you need is coming your way. Amen. When you talking to folks, you tell them, I'm blessed. You blessed. God done blessed everything. All you got to do is line up with the blessing. Amen, somebody. When you evangelizing to somebody and you tell them how to be born again, you really just tell them how to be blessed. That's all you're doing. Amen, somebody. That ought to make it easy to evangelize. Baby, I'm telling you how to get. Because some people just want to weigh you down with their problems. Oh, and this and this. You can get an appointment to where you just love bad news. How you think they came up with the blues? Amen, somebody. Love bad news. No, I want to hear some good gospel news. Anybody like good news? Amen. See, when your mentality change, your world change. Amen, somebody. Don't talk about all the bad. There's a lot good going on. Last time I checked, the Lord is good. Amen, somebody. And his mercy endureth forever. Amen, somebody. That's good news. Amen. Jesus died for the whole world, so I don't have to go to hell, baby. That's good news. Amen, somebody. We serve a good God that's in the blessing business. Somebody shout, I'm blessed three times. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Yeah. You got to know who you are. Amen. Know who you're serving. Amen. Verse 8 says, the Lord will send a blessing on your barns. That's your place of saving. Say, I got a blessing on my savings. Babe, you got a blessing on your savings? You got a blessing on your savings? Somebody, I should have to tell you to give them a high five and say, I got a blessing on my savings. Yeah, I got a blessing. Amen. It may not look like that right now. Amen. Don't miss nobody. Amen. Give them a hand clap. Amen, somebody. Say, I got the blessing. I might just preach y'all. See, you don't want to be that mule saint. Amen, somebody. That mule don't get nothing from God. Amen, somebody. You got to kick him to the water. Amen, somebody. Yeah. I want to be that sheep, amen, that you could just guide, and he glad to go get that water. Amen, somebody. Humble, amen, to receive the things of God. Amen, somebody. Don't you know the devil like to keep us in mental traps? You can fall in love with pain. Hear the same sad story for generations. Tell us about, I bring good news. We just working on the mentality today. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. Is that in the Bible? Are y'all in that text? He said the Lord will send a blessing to everything you put your hands to. So to say anything opposite either means A, you're disobedient, or B, you don't believe God. Because he said, I'll put a blessing to everything. So everything my hands touch is blessed. Yeah, it may not look like it right now, but you keep on saying I'm blessed and keep obeying him. Amen. Don't be rebellious toward him. Tell somebody, yes, Lord. So you got to have a yes in your spirit. Yes, Lord. Amen. Somebody, I'm happy, I'm blessed, I'm prosperous, and I got a yes in my spirit. Amen, somebody. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. Why will they fear you? Because God will be working for you so well. They wondering, how in the world are you doing that? And that's how to say, listen, let me tell you something. Here go key, here go key, here go key. And I'm finna help myself right now. Amen. Who can use $20? Raise your hand quick. Come on, sis. Come on. You quick. Come on, move. Amen. Yeah. See, all that happened was I was about to make a statement. But then my mind, go ahead, you good. Then my mind hit me. And I said, no, you got to fight your mind. See, your mind gets you in trouble. You got to fight your mind. I was about to make a statement. And I know it's true, but then the mind will come back. True statement right here. See, when you put money into this world system, which is good, I believe in savings accounts. I believe in CDs. I believe in IRAs. I believe in 401ks, I believe in all that. I believe in a thrift savings plan. I believe in retirement. All that's good. But all that's in this world system. But let me tell you something. Every time you give, you really can't see what happened. It's in the invisible, right? Can you see your God? No. But you know he's real. His principle is give. You don't know what's happening to it when you give, but it'll be given unto you good measure. That's what he said. So when you sow into the invisible, you sow into that realm, and that harvest is coming. And Satan, nor this world, nor the government can mess up that system. So when you give, all you got to do, don't even worry about it. It's coming. Boy, I wish I had some folk that understood the word. You ain't got to worry about it. See, in her mind, and that's good, she got blessed. But I know in my spirit, based on the word, I got blessed. But when your mentality throwed off, which many of ours is because of satanic understanding, because of poverty, amen. That's about I don't live in poverty. I don't live in lack. Tell them I live in abundance. Everything my hands touch. Is that Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 8? Everything my hands touch prosper. My kids are prosperous. My vehicle is prosperous. My home is prosperous. My mind is prosperous. Everything that concerns me is. But see, the devil's job is to keep us hemmed in, to keep us in defeat and destruction. Let me help you. Even in the natural, financially, there are some people that live different than the way some of us live. Don't even know what it means. I'll just tell you, even their promise keepers. Okay. So in first grade, you learn 1 + 1 = 2. That's great. By the time you get to the eighth grade, you got algebra. Okay. You need 1 + 1 = 2 to help you when you're working out the algebraic equations. But you feel much better when you learn that algebra in the eighth grade. Because now you went from one level of understanding to another level of understanding. I'm talking when you really get it. You're saying, wow, that's interesting. It's the same thing in life. There are certain things in life, certain levels we live on, certain levels of knowledge that we have about things. Now, the people, lazy folk don't go to the next level. I'm just going to be honest. That's why the Bible talks about the hand of the diligent shall be made prosperous. He said, knocking the door shall be open, seeking you shall find. Ask. In other words, these are people that are pressing. If one does not press into the things of God, you don't get to the next level. Because a lot of it's just revelation. Any invention that was created, somebody was thinking, how do I work this? How to car, engine, how to get engine, airplane, Wright brothers. These things didn't just appear. You had people that were seeking this, and God revealed to them, and now we flying in airplanes, driving in cars. Bill Gates talking about a computer. How I get this microprocessor to do this and that and that. Revelation. Life is the same way. So just because we live life at a certain level don't mean that's the only level of life we can live at. Every time you climb in revelation and obedience, your life increases. The word inspiration just means in spirit. It's his spirit breathed into the spirit of man, and they're inspired. And that's how things come about. I love Jesus and how he preached. He said, and this is why you have to be careful as the preacher. He said the word went forth and it fell on various types of ground. Some stony ground, meaning when that seed hit, it hit the ground, but it didn't develop a root, so when it came up, it died. Then you had thorny ground, meaning it hit the ground, it grew up, but the cares of this world, I got a party, I ain't got time for church, choked that word out. But then you had wayside ground, meaning the seed went and it didn't get no kind of root or nothing. The enemy came and just snatched it. Many times that's what happened in church. See? See, you have to know how to come to church. You have to know, even when you come to church, you're in warfare. You ain't in here for no service. That ain't why you're here. You here to hear life and death. How to win the next battle that Satan gonna throw your way, because it's coming. So when you grab the blessed mentality, when you grab the word that God has for you, now when you go out, you got on the full armor of God. Tell somebody, use the word, 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 use the word. So Satan don't want the word preached, and he sure don't want the word preached with revelation. How do I know that? When Jesus was fasting and he was being tempted by the devil, how many know the devil used the word? So it ain't about the word. It's the revelation of the word. So Satan threw scriptures at Jesus, but Jesus had revelation of the scripture and would come back with another scripture on it to show him truth. So it ain't just that I came to church and heard, for God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son. What does that mean to me? How does that apply? God, give me the full knowledge of that scripture. I got a blessed mentality. So how do you come to church? Well, I come in engaged. Paul said, I buffet my body. How many know sometimes you have to make your body, make your mind, make your will, make your emotions line up with what God wants? And then after you do it for a while, you get skilled at it. Then it don't take as much to do it. You come in, you know where you're at, you know what time it is. So you can have 70 people in a service, and all 70 of them get different things. Everybody was here, heard the same word, but didn't get the same results. Tell somebody, I want it all. For some of us, it's just going to bed, watching what we eat. Amen, somebody. But some of us, it don't even matter. You can come in, and you just know how to what? I know where I'm at. I know where I'm at. How many of you jump in the bathtub and got water and you're going to get wet? Same thing in the house of God. You know where you at. So you know what your job is. I'm tuned in. Amen. Give it to me, Lord. Amen. See, let's do a blessed mentality test. So when we walk out today, because it's coming, just as sure as I'm talking, it's coming, you're going to have an opportunity to fail the blessed mentality test. And you know where it's going to start? With your feelings. I feel like our feelings don't dictate to us. We are guided by what God says. Our will does not dictate to us. We submit our will unto his will. Our mind should not dictate to us, because we should have the mind of Christ. And we should be thinking on what he says to think on. Verse 10 says, then all the people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you. Can I say that? Are we in NIV? The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity. So I'm over all that stuff now. Because watch what the text said. The Lord will grant you. So if he says the Lord will grant you, even if you got it now, when you think you got it yourself with whatever, he allowed you to get it. And because he's not a respecter of person, never look at anybody else and wonder when I'm going to get mine or wonder where mine at. You just say, Lord, you promised. Boy, Lord, I'm standing. Lord, I believe we're going to make it plain. Then start listening for instructions. So you standing on his word, you looking for instructions. So I don't care what it is. It ain't got to be whatever the situation is. He said, I'm going to supply abundance. In the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, the crops of the ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you, the Lord will open the heavens. the storehouse of his bounty to send rain on your land in season.